From the Yellowstone Public Radio Studios in Billings, I'm Kay Erickson. No arrest has been made and no charges filed against the Montana State University employee who was the focus of a campus shelter-in-place order yesterday in Bozeman. The name of the man at the center of the campus lockdown Thursday has not been released. MSU Police Chief Frank Parrish said the man was questioned yesterday and was cooperative. He consented to a search of his home and vehicle. Officers found two weapons at the home, a loaded shotgun and a hunting rifle. He has been taken to Hope House in Bozeman for a mental health evaluation. Mike Becker, MSU News Service Director, said the situation began shortly after 12 noon when campus police received word of a possible threat.
A member of the person's family to whom he'd expressed some concerning thoughts had called one of the offices here at the university, who then relayed that information to university police.
The search began around 12:15. It was some 45 minutes later when it became apparent the search would take time that the shelter-in-place order was made.
And as we were having trouble finding him, we wanted to make sure everyone stayed safe, as we knew we had someone who was potentially upset on campus and who had expressed thoughts of self-harm and potentially violence.
That prompted the lockdown that lasted about an hour and a half and ended when the person was taken into custody. Roman Rousselet and Cody Seaton were on campus meeting for lunch when the alert went out. Seaton says they took refuge in an office in Hamilton Hall, turned out the lights, hid under the desk, and stayed quiet.
Once we started hearing how many cops and police officers were responding, then we knew it was a little bit serious. Because we heard that the state police and the sheriff, everyone came. So then it got a little bit freaky.
Rousselet is French, and her country has had a lot of terrorist threats.
Nowadays, who knows, you know? I mean, it's happened in many different places of the world. And why not here? I mean, it's definitely more remote. So I wouldn't think they would come all the way to Montana, you know? Especially Bozeman, it's not that big of a university, so I feel really safe here. But who knows? I mean, we never know what could happen.
The lockdown and search brought together campus police, Bozeman Police Department, Gallatin County Sheriff's Department, as well as Montana Highway Patrol. Becker said it was a situation they all trained for.
And in that training, they invite those other agencies in to work with us so they get to know each other, so they're familiar with each other. So that when we do get into a situation that's a real-life situation, they have that familiarity.
Becker said the university is grateful for the turnout and the help yesterday. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.